أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الأنفال، قل الأنفال لله والرسول، فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم، وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is the first ayah of Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal is a Madani surah, that is, it was revealed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the hijrat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the previous surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about many aspects of kufr, aspects of shirk, and how the kuffar antagonized, how they had hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, by and large, the battle of Badr that had taken place, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted victory to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite the small numbers, despite being ill-equipped, how sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were favored with the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and again the dedication, the sincerity of sahaba, their concern for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses, and then obviously other related matters to it. The surah starts off in a very unique way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one particular incident at the end of the battle. Usually when we relate incidents, we will relate from the beginning. But the Quran Sharif is not a book, it is not a kitab of historical details where we just learn the history. But this is a kitab of hidayat, how we will gain guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom saw best that He begins the surah in this way, and it is something that is beyond human comprehension, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought the sequences of these verses throughout the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. They ask you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about al-anfal. What is anfal? Anfal is actually the plural of a word that we use all the time, the word nafal. Like how we say nafal namaz, nafal salat, nafal roza, nafal sadaqah, all of that. And nafal is something that is optional, something that is not compulsory. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not speaking about namaz, or is not speaking about roza or fasting. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about something that is very particular. The spoils of war, that when a war is fought, whatever the enemies leave behind, whatever is taken from the enemy, that is called the spoils of war, or we call it the booty. Now in Arabic, through the Quran and in the Hadith, there are many words that are used for all of this, but three words are of importance. One is what is termed as ghanimat. We hear a lot of times ulama speak in the bayans about mali ghanimat. Ghanimat is actually that spoils that are acquired after a battle had taken place. Then another word that is used is al-fay. Fay is when no battle took place. Anfal is actually used when the commander-in-chief will give some kind of encouragement, and he will give what we call an in'am, a gift to some soldiers or a contingency or whoever it may be. However, in the Quran Sharif, these words are used interchangeably. So very easily we can say, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask you about the spoils of war. Now what had happened, and why were they asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the spoils of war? First of all, we know that the previous ummats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had it for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam of the past, that those that were charged with the responsibility of going out for jihad, they would go out when the spoils will be accumulated. The spoils were never permissible for the Nabi himself of that time, and nor was it permissible for the people, for the Ummah of that Nabi. They would have to take those spoils, put it at a particular place, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send a kind of a fire, something like a lightning, that will come and strike the spoils. If that battle was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will happen. If the battle was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nothing will happen to it. It will be left to perish. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a great mercy to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and is a great mercy to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given this as a very unique feature to this ummah. So what had happened here, Sayyidina Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that somebody asked him with regards to this verse. So he explained to them that what had happened at the time of Badr was the battle had started. It was very furious. It was a difficult battle. Sahaba was short in number, lesser in number. They were ill-equipped. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat, Allah ta'ala's help, the Quraysh of Makkah began to retreat despite their larger numbers, despite all the equipment. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum got divided into three groups at the time of Badr when the enemy began to retreat. One group began to pursue the enemy, the Quraysh of Makkah. So obviously they had already left lots of their belongings. As they were now fleeing, they left more belongings. And there was a second group of Sahaba that began to collect these spoils, these ghanimat, and they brought it together. That was the second group. The third group of the Sahaba felt that it was very important to safeguard and look after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they cordoned off Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they created this human shield around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that perhaps if one or two Quraysh hadn't moved away from the battlefield, then it becomes an ideal opportunity for them to make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the target. So those were the three groups of Sahaba. Now they had pursued the first group, they had come back, they were sure that there is no one. The three groups come together. Now the discussion among Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what happens to the spoils? Remember that Badr actually wasn't the first battle of Islam. There were many other smaller battles that had taken place before, but it was the first battle that the spoils have been accumulated, and we can say it was the first major battle against the Quraysh of Makkah. So hence, now this discussion starts among Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That group that accumulated the spoils, they said, we accumulated it, so it should be for us. That group that pursued the enemy, they said, had we not pursued the enemy, then obviously the enemy would have not left this ghanimat, they would have not left the spoils of war. That group that was looking after Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, we had the option to have also joined in accumulating. But of course, Sahaba was Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would go and they submitted to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this very important question: what happens to the spoils of war? Yas'alunaka 'anil anfal. They ask you about al anfal. They ask you about the spoils of war. In other words, would it be distributed? How would it be distributed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's one simple answer in the very short part of this ayat, Allah says, Qulil anfalu lillahi war rasul. Say that al anfal, the ghanimat, is belonging to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What it means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will determine how it will be distributed, and then according to the command of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would distribute it. And with regards to the distribution, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed further in the ayah number 41, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the detailed discussion with regards to how it will be distributed. But one important issue was left. And perhaps, and very important for you and I, in this time of difficulties that we are going through as an ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ, and reconcile mutually amongst yourselves. That this discussion that you had could have created ill feelings amongst you. You are insan, you are human. So the first thing you do is that you create this mutual reconciliation between you. There should never be bitterness. There should never be hatred. It should never split the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we look through the history of Sahaba, if there were two qualities that Sahaba had that brought about the rise of Islam, one was their burning ikhlas for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second was their mutual reconciliation, their mutual relationship between themselves. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about here, that فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring back that burning ikhlas that you have, and secondly, that mutual reconciliation that you have between yourselves. وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, and if you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then become obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we move this ayah backwards, the requirement of iman is obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is motivated by taqwa, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.